Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood, well, kiss me good.
Hello, buddy.
Good morning to you.
Steve, I have entertainment breaking news.
Okay, what do you have?
This literally just came over seconds ago. The 21st Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards are this coming Sunday.
Yeah.
I know that you mark your social calendar based on all
the
awards.
Well, I'm voting. I'm voting today.
I just got an email a moment ago saying that there will be 12,500 linear feet of hedges lining the red carpet on the Screen Actors Guild red carpet on Sunday.
Why are they having the hedges?
To separate the celebrities from the lowly press.
You guys have to stand behind hedges?
You have to stand behind hedges at the Screen Actors Guild. Steve, there will be 11,800 square feet of black carpeting in the interior of the Shrine Auditorium.
Take me back to the hedges for a second.
Wait, there's more. Okay. 15,000 square feet of black draping to create a natural background and to block sunlight.
Are they worried that they didn't have enough copy to fill a press release? Or are these SAG fun facts?
The stage floor will be lined with 300 4-foot by 4-foot sheets of black glossy formica.
Oh, there you go, burying the lead. Why didn't you open with that?
Sorry. This just came over. I promise you it's an exclusive. Nobody else has this information.
Second story, though, is big. It's Lindsay Lohan in the hospital. She has been the picture of health for a long time. Is she okay?
She is okay. She has a virus that hospitalized her a couple of months ago.
Ebola?
But she went back into the hospital. You know what? The story doesn't really say what it is. It only says that it's an untreatable virus with no cure. Mm. It's transmitted by mosquitoes and causes fever, joint pain, and fatigue.
What is that, lupus?
I don't know.
Lyme disease?
Do not know that. I like to
alcoholism?
I like to know how many square feet of draping there are in the hospital. Now I want to know, you know, the details on all my stories.
You've always been all about the formica and the drapery.
About the window treatments.
Bill Cosby's son is defending it. No, look, here's what I expect you to tell me. I expect you to tell me Bill Cosby's son says none of it's true. And I would expect Bill Cosby's son to say that. Is that the story?
It's Malcolm Jamal Warner who played his son.
Oh, that's right, because his son was killed.
His
right?
actual son was killed many years ago. But the actor who played Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show didn't say that he did it, didn't say that he didn't do it, but he is saying that for him, Cosby was a mentor, played a big role in his life, and what he's done for the black community and for education has been invaluable. Said, I can't speak on the other stuff. So he was really noncommittal on whether the allegations are true or not true. He's just saying what Bill Cosby means to him.
They had a great chemistry on that show.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they did. I mean, it was very much, from all accounts, very much like what his relationship was with his real son.
Yeah, most of that show came out of real life stuff.
Real life, yeah.
Madonna has a hacker.
Madonna has a hacker who is now in jail when all of the Sony Pictures stuff was going on with the movie The Interview. At the same time, Madonna's album that she was working on at the time was hacked. Much of it was leaked online. And the guy who did it was an Israeli man who was arrested yesterday. He is in custody right now. Madonna issued a statement saying she's profoundly grateful to the FBI and to Israeli police investigators. That statement comes especially profound when it comes from a woman wearing a metal brassiere. So it's means something, I think.
When are you going to get over your anger about cone boobs?
I cannot get that image out of my mind for 20 years. I don't know why. so anyway, this guy's
Have you ever seen a book, by the way, that less needed a title than Madonna's sex book?
Right. Some things that just don't need to be said.
Yeah.
I like, though, that they caught the hacker.
Yeah, I do, too.
I like that because, I mean, it's a little bit scary how, you know, they just, you know, the hackers get into stuff, whether it's Target or Home Depot or Madonna or Sony Pictures or whatever it is, and they go virtually you know, unscathed. At least finally, you know, somebody finally caught one of these guys. So hopefully they're, you know, doing something to bring these guys to justice in metal brassieres.
Another sign that you and I might be getting older. You remember Prince came out with a cane at the, what award show? The recent award show.
It would have been the Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes. He came out with a cane.
Walking stick.
Cane.
Well, it's not like he couldn't walk.
No, it's because of his hip.
It was like a baton.
It's well documented. He needs hip surgery, and he has so far refused to have it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's from dancing in heels for all those years. I'm not kidding.
Oh, you would know.
So Prince with his bad hip, and there was a story, I don't know, last weekend or something, that Madonna had severely strained her rib cage muscles. Yeah, I'll bet she did. I just picture within 6 months to a year, the two of them checking into an old folks home together. How old are we?
That's going to be it's going to be one interesting dining room. More strained peas, madam. Strike a pose. I am striking a pose.
Yeah, this is arthritis. It's not a pose, it's arthritis.
Yeah, physical therapy is going to be strike a pose.
What's going on with Jesse Ventura and the American Sniper story?
This is a pretty weird story. So about a year ago, Jesse Ventura, former wrestler, former governor of Minnesota.
Former confidant of Steve Cochran.
Former confidant of Steve Cochran. I thought that you were friends with him. I seem to remember that.
We lost touch when Jesse went nuts.
Well, he filed a lawsuit against Chris Kyle, who is the real-life person upon which the character that Bradley Cooper plays in the movie, American Sniper, the Navy SEAL marksman. Apparently, according to a federal lawsuit that Jesse Ventura won, Chris Kyle made false allegations about Ventura in his best-selling book. Federal grand jury agreed with that and awarded Jesse Ventura $1.8 million. Before the money could be paid to Jesse Ventura, Chris Kyle was murdered. You know, it's sorry to spoil the ending of the movie, but I think most people know Chris Kyle was helping out another veteran who went a little bit nuts allegedly and shot and killed him. So Chris Kyle, the real Chris Kyle, now murdered. Jesse Ventura, according to reports, is substituting Chris Kyle's widow, who's the executor of the estate, as the defendant in the case.
Oh, kidding.
Saying that he still wants the settlement, says it's not about the money, it's about the truth, and says it's going to be paid by an insurance company anyway, not the family. A lawyer for the estate says that is not completely true, but it just seems like such a horrible, icky thing to do to somebody whose husband was just murdered.
I don't know what happened to Jess. I mean, I can tell you, Governor Ventura, and prior to that, Jesse Ventura, even in the wrestling days, we used to spend some time together, played a lot of golf, and I don't know. I liked him. I liked him a lot. And he started to go to the dark side. Suddenly he's in Mexico for 9 months a year. And you have to I remember once returning a phone call through like six different phone lines.
That's not good.
You know, he was laundering his phone.
Yeah, that's not good.
I don't know. He got very weird, but that's just really disappointing to hear. Because unless I'm missing something, I don't know what the wife has to do with what the husband said.
Yeah, leave the widow alone. I mean, really, it's, you know, he's if the guy made false statements, he should be punished, but he's dead. You know, so it seems like the lawsuit ought to be also in that case.
Wow. And what's the Motley Crue story?
Well, we had, you know, from time to time, I may be involved in an interview, Steve, that goes south.
And as much as we love you, pal, it's part of our favorite things.
This one wasn't directed at me, but I was participating in it. We had Nikki Sixx and Vince Neil from Motley Crue on the TV morning show.
Oh, it's so great that they took time away from their DNA experiments to talk to you.
They're coming to the Allstate Arena soon. It's their final tour, and we talked with them for a little while. So I brought up in the conversation that Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones recently met Justin Bieber and didn't know who he was, had no idea who Justin Bieber was. And it was really ugly and awkward. And so I asked the guys from Motley Crue, what if Justin Bieber approached them and said that he'd like to jam with them? You know, it's their final tour. Justin Bieber.
I love that question.
Yeah, so I think we have some audio. Now, this is visual. It's visual, so I'm going to have to explain to you what they did after you listen to them.
Okay.
There was a really weird and awkward encounter. Keith Richards didn't know who he was. If Justin Bieber came to you guys and said, "Hey, I want to, it's your farewell tour, it's your final tour, I want to come on stage with Motley Crue," how would you guys react?
They won't even let him in the arena.
Let me guess. Was that they were both saying he was number one?
Well, Nikki Sixx was saying number one with both hands.
That's right. There you go.
So we got the number one from Nikki Sixx, both hands, a double shot, while the other guy was just shaking his head. Vince Neil was just shaking his head, laughing.
I love that question. And you know what? Why would Justin Bieber assume Keith Richards would know who he is?
Well, because he's Justin Bieber, Steve. He's one of the biggest stars in the world.
I'm flipping you off now, just like Tommy Sixx got, or whoever the hell he said.
Nikki Sixx.
Was it Nikki Five Nikki Wheels? Sixx. What is his name?
Yeah, you keep it going. You just do it like that, Dad. Well, these rock and rollers. You kids on your crazy names.
I used to play their stupid records.
Whatever happened to John Gary? Vic Damone. Now, Vic Damone, that was a singer.
He could shake it. All right, buddy, I'll talk to you later. That's Dean Richards, and your news is next on 720 WGN.